I joined at a time they just decided to replace the old factory roof. It was a massive area, and it was over all the aircraft building that was going on and machining. I was asked to take on this project, and the contractor arrived very shortly after I arrived and started to strip the roof. Now, there was 13 miles of timber to be removed, plus all the old felt, and it was a product known as a tent test board that the felt was lying on. That had to be removed, but before you could do any of that, we had to close board the scaffolding that was in the roof so that the production could go on below in safety, completely free of dust and dirt. So it meant layers of tarpaulin being put down and then the stripping of the roof. And to strip the roof, they had railway lines put down and trundled carts along. It was a 2-year project, and in the process they used a product called galbestos, which was a 4-layer steel protection system but did contain asbestos, and it was rolled into the material, later to become a problem. The project then went on, as I said, for 2 years, each bay at a time being stripped and rebuilt, and it was slightly modified because it was known as a barrel vaulted roof, and we then decided to have flat sloping to the apex, so it meant some alterations with steelwork. Later, after the project was finished, you started to notice some delamination of the 4 layers. In fact, it was 2.5 layers that were coming away, exposing asbestos material. Although it was trapped into a kind of bitumen material, you could see the fibres. The manufacturers were unwilling to, it appeared, to do anything about it. So we had to engage the company's legal department, the lawyers and so on, and ended up at meetings in London, and they served whatever notice, legal notice, was required on the company HHR Robinson. They decided eventually that they would strip off all the loose material and recoat the roof on site. It was with apprehension that undertook acceptance of that, and the work began. And that took 6 to 12 months to redo. Now, one of the important things about the roof was that, as it was a very old design, going back to the First World War, it had very limited capacity to carry weight, and that was a critical factor in the choice of the material to go on, and the fact that we wanted to raise the level of insulation and also put a nice lining, which was a kind of plasterboard, on the inside to reflect the light. The maximum loading that you could permit on any truss was 200 pounds, and the maximum weight of snow was 6 inches. So you can imagine, most winters when it snowed, there was panic, and there'd been many a time when I was actually, during the night, in the factory, measuring the depth of snow. Because we did have a night shift, although it was much smaller than the day shift, on one occasion it reached 8 inches, and I had to send everyone home and close the place up. The next day, to try and recover, because we had all the day shift people coming in, we had to plan a way of recovering the situation, because the weight of snow, it wasn't melting, because the level of insulation in the roof meant the heat, where it previously would pass through, because there was little or no insulation in the roof originally, the heat wouldn't pass through. And as more snow came, it just built up. We didn't have melting. So the only way we could solve that problem and get people back safely working in the factory was to have a small gang, properly controlled, listening for any creaking and groaning, and send them in to remove the insulation panels in the roof. Now, this was up to 30, 45 feet in height, so it meant towers and so on. It was a real problem, but it did melt the snow rather quickly. We had thought of spraying, but such a vast area just was out of the question. So letting heat get through and melting the snow was the answer. And in 24 hours or so, we did get rid of the snow and were able to reopen the factory for work.